Drone racing is a thrilling competition that pits talented pilots against each other in a contest of skill and daring. And now robots are getting in on the action. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California has lots of stuff going on. Among the many projects that the numerous actual real-life rocket scientists have initiated is one that teaches an artificial intelligence how to pilot a small drone through a complex obstacle race course, which frankly sounds like the coolest job ever. The research team working on the project received funding from Google and took 2 years to create the software that could learn a course and send the appropriate commands to a drone to make its way through without crashing or missing a turn. The team built three drones called Batman, Nightwing, and Joker. The drones have a top speed of 80 miles per hour or 129 kilometers per hour, if they have enough space to get up to top speed. Within the confines of the race course, that top speed is closer to 40 miles per hour, or 64 kilometers per hour. As a test of their work, the research team invited a professional drone racing pilot. And yes, in case you weren't aware, that's a thing that really exists. This pilot was Ken Liu, a.k.a. Flying Bear, on the drone racing circuit, who averaged a blistering pace of 11.1 seconds per lap on the course. The AI-piloted drone was just a touch slower, with an average time of 13.9 seconds. So for now, a top-performing human can still outpace an AI-piloted drone, but Liu himself was impressed by the performance. Liu said to reporters that, quote, "One of my faults as a pilot is I get tired easily. When I get mentally fatigued, I start to get lost, even if I've flown the course 10 times, end quote. That's an advantage AI has over humans. It doesn't get sleepy or distracted. It can continue to operate as long as it has the computational power necessary to execute commands. The AI's path was also more consistent than Liu's technique for navigating the course. While Liu's drone might vary in its flight path with each lap, the AI-piloted drone continued to follow the same line time after time. The technology has the potential to benefit multiple industries. Space exploration is definitely high on that list. The vast distances involved in space exploration make it impossible to rely upon a human operator controlling a remote vehicle. There's too much delay between when a person would send a command and when that command would reach the robot. When the Curiosity rover made a soft landing on Mars, it did so autonomously because there was a communication delay of several minutes due to the distance between Earth and Mars. The rover was actually on Mars for about 10 minutes before scientists on Earth could confirm touchdown. Autonomous systems are critical for situations in which a vehicle must navigate far from human control. Back here on Earth, a versatile navigation and mapping system could help a drone become part of an automated operations in everything from search and rescue missions to something as simple as checking on inventory inside a massive warehouse. There are numerous potential benefits to AI-controlled drones. As for drone racing, that's a sport that's literally taking off. Numerous hobby organizations host drone racing competitions, and some pilots compete to set the best course time navigating through specific obstacles and flying drones through gateways or around pylons. In others, multiple pilots might compete simultaneously, racing against each other to get to the finish line first. Pilots might even don a head-mounted display to view a live video feed footage from a camera on the drone to fly the course from a first-person perspective. The big name in drone racing is DR1 Racing, but there are many others. Perhaps in the future we'll see some artificially intelligent competitors enter the field. It's not difficult to imagine a scenario in which machines are able to outperform even the best human pilots. In some ways, that's a sad realization. But we should also remember that humans were the ones able to create the machines in the first place, and that they have the potential to do some phenomenal things beyond going really fast through an obstacle course. That's all for today. To learn more about drones, artificial intelligence, and NASA, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. I cover topics like this and other important concepts in tech and in much greater detail. New episodes publish on Wednesdays and Fridays. I'll see you again soon.